Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and we're going to continue with our lesson on travel. Last time we began our lesson by traveling to the country of Croatia. Maybe you've heard of it. It's a country that used to be part of Yugoslavia, along with Serbia and Montenegro and Bosnia and Slovenia. All those countries are independent now after some wars that happened in the 1990s. But, you know, all the guns of those wars are still now. They're getting along really well now, and it's a great tourist destination for people from all over the world. And of course, we're going to Croatia. Everybody I've known who have been there all have great things to say about Croatia. I haven't heard anybody say, oh, Croatia, it sucked. It was terrible. I had a worst time of my life there. I never want to go there again. No, nobody says that. Everybody just loves the place.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. So the people are nice. There's beautiful scenery. In today's lesson, we'll talk about the architecture and how they'll treat visitors if you happen to get a chance to go there. And most importantly, what their food is like.
Food.
Because food is very important when you travel. Yeah.
It is.
Sounds like they have some good stuff to eat. We'll talk about some of those dishes, some of those things. But first, Tom's going to read through the lesson.
Croatia's beauty goes well beyond its stunning scenery. The country's capital, Zagreb, is a modern city filled with historic charm. A mixture of architectural styles can be found there, from Gothic to Renaissance to Neo-Baroque. The latter is distinguishable by its grand stone buildings, which are often painted yellow. Examples of Roman architecture, including the Pula Arena, a Roman amphitheater, and Diocletian's Palace, a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the city of Split, are visible as well. Though their architecture is ancient, Croats live in a relatively new country. It only gained its independence in the 1990s. Croats are fiercely patriotic, evidence of which can be seen in the title of their national anthem, Our Beautiful Homeland, and their loyal support of their national soccer team. They are also family-oriented, with three generations usually living together under the same roof. The high regard Croats have for their family and country extends to both friends and strangers. They're exceptionally friendly and often nod to strangers they pass on the street. When spending time with their friends, Croats can usually be found in one of the country's many cafes. Coffee culture is huge in Croatia, and most important conversations take place over a cup of joe or a tasty Croatian dessert. When it comes to dessert, Croats mean business. Their breskvice cookies, shaped like peaches, are extremely difficult to make, so receiving some as a gift is a true mark of respect. A piece of medimurja, layered cake, a savory pastry made of apples, walnuts, cottage cheese, and poppy seeds, is impossible to turn down. Finally, the country's famous peppery cookies are the perfect souvenir to pick up when heading home from your delightful stay in Croatia.
Okay, guys, it's day two of our travel unit back to Croatia. We talked about how beautiful it is in the first program, and it does sound like a paradise. Remember, paradise is like a heaven. It's almost perfect. It's got everything you'd ever want. And also, it has a lot of beautiful lakes. They have a lot of national parks. The part I like about it is it has water plus mountains and forests, and it sounds glorious. But in today's lesson, we're going to focus more on the architecture, what the buildings look like, and also one of my favorite things, we're going to focus on some food.
Indeed. So last time, of course, we were talking about the scenery or the natural environment, going to the ocean there or the national parks and seeing those waterfalls and the lakes and stuff like that. So Croatia's beauty goes well beyond its stunning scenery. It goes beyond. It has more than just its scenery.
Yeah.
And remember, scenery is never expressed as sceneries. I never want to hear that again. You will be severely punished if you say sceneries in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
My punishment won't be too severe.
Well, I hope not.
Maybe I'll make you pay me 5 NT or something like that.
Mm.
But here it has some great stunning scenery. There's great scenery on the east coast of Taiwan. There's great scenery in the western United States. There's great scenery in Russia, etc. So here there's more than just the scenery in Croatia. The country's capital, Zagreb, or Zagreb, some people say, is a modern city filled with historic charm. So it's got historic charm. That means it's going to have lots of old buildings, probably some cobblestone streets, some great museums full of old artifacts and stuff like that. So indeed, it's got this historic attraction. That's what charm here means. You could describe it as being quite charming, or, you know, a gentleman who dresses well and treats a lady nicely can be described as charming, like Prince Charming.
Yeah, if you describe someone as charming, it has more to do with their personality and how they treat you than their clothes. But still, this sounds like a pretty wonderful place to go. It's got a lot of charm. Charm, of course, is the noun form of that word. Charming is an adjective. So a mixture of architectural styles can be found there, anywhere from Gothic, which kind of looks, probably need to look that up. Gothic architecture has a lot of pointed steeples, pointed lines, to Renaissance, which is another look, to Neo-Baroque. Baroque is very, very, lots of twisties and curls, and it's really ornate, which means there's a lot to it. It's not simple. There's a lot going on. Neo-Baroque means it's not Baroque from maybe the 1700s. It's a Baroque that came back into style after other styles followed the Baroque style. These are styles we use, words we use typically to talk about buildings, architecture in particular, architectural styles. Remember, Tom talks about this a lot when we talk about architecture. Don't call a building piece of architecture. Oh, I like that architecture. You could say, I like the architecture of that building. The style of the building is architecture. It's architecture.
Right. So maybe you can recognize Gothic architecture or Renaissance architecture, but maybe you're not quite sure what Neo-Baroque architecture is.
Baroque is when Bach and Mozart were popular.
That's right. So at least the latter here is distinguishable, in case you're not familiar with Neo-Baroque, by its grand stone buildings, which are often painted yellow. So if you see a building that's made out of stone and it's painted yellow, you can say, ah, that is Neo-Baroque. I can tell because it's distinguishable, or you can tell it.
Mm-hmm.
You can identify it because it has these really big stone buildings. The buildings are made from stone, not bricks or wood or cement or rebars or something like that. And they're often painted yellow.
What's a rebar?
Well, rebars would be inside the concrete.
Oh.
But that's modern architecture. We're not going to spend too much time on that. That's not why you went to Croatia. You want to see some historic architecture.
Mm.
And that's why you've gone to Zagreb, the capital here. Well, examples of Roman architecture, including the Pula Arena, a Roman amphitheater.
Cool.
And Diocletian's Palace, a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the city of Split, are visible as well. So, yes, indeed, you don't just have to go to Italy to see Roman architecture or Roman ruins. You can also go to Croatia. The Roman Empire was in Croatia as well. So there are some remnants or leftover pieces of architecture from the Roman Empire. And one of them is the Pula Arena. Arena is like, you know, a place where you can see some kind of competition. It's got those stairs in a semicircle there, and then there's like
seats,
an open
around
area.
Right, the field, right. Maybe. Yeah.
That's what an arena is.
Uh-huh.
And then there's an amphitheater, which is kind of similar here because it has those seats there where you can see a concert and things like that. And then there's something called Diocletian's Palace. I hope I said that right. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the city of Split. They are visible as well. If something's visible, you can see it. I guess in 2017, a total solar eclipse was visible in the United States. Last year, or I guess earlier this year, there was a lunar eclipse visible here in Taiwan, at least for a couple of hours in the very early morning.
And the opposite of visible would be invisible. Mm. So sometimes when kids are, playing make-believe, they'll say, oh, I'm an invisible superhero, someone who is not able to be seen with the naked eye. So these are visible, though. In the next paragraph, it says, though their architecture is ancient or very, very old, Croats live in a relatively new country. This is true, because after the wars were fought and things settled down and the peace came back, they had a new country, and they had to start kind of setting up their new country. They only gained independence, as Tom mentioned, in the 1990s. That came after the big war. Also, before they were fighting the Serbs, the Serbians, they were actually part of USSR or the Soviet Union. Remember that? They were part of a communist part of the world. So they're only pretty new. 1990s is a pretty new country, a pretty new place that has its independence. They have their freedom, which I love. The Croats are fiercely patriotic, which means they love, love, love their country, which I love about them. Evidence, if you want proof of that, evidence of which can be seen in the title of their national anthem. Most countries have a country song, a guolga, as we call it in Chinese. Mm-hmm. We have the Star Spangled Banner, and most countries love their national anthem. Theirs is called Our Beautiful Homeland. I'm not surprised because their country sounds glorious and beautiful. And their loyal support of their national soccer team. Tom, you know a lot about soccer. How good is their team in Croatia?
I don't know a lot about soccer, but I do know
that.
Well, they came in second at the World Cup, which is quite impressive.
That's amazing.
Yes, they lost to France, and I think the highest scoring game ever in a final of the World Cup, at least in recent years. And, of course, their president, their beautiful president, was there to support them. It was a great party, and they did quite well, even though they lost to the French, but still it was quite an achievement. So, of course, the Croatians really support their national soccer team. They are loyal. They're there through thick and thin. They always support them, no matter whether they win or whether they lose. And they are also family-oriented. The Croatians here. Cool. They're family oriented with three generations usually living together under the same roof. That might not sound unusual to people here in Taiwan because you have extended families here.
We do that here.
But in America, we have nuclear families where the grandparents usually live someplace else and then the husband and wife and the kids live separately. But in Croatia, hey, everyone lives together. The grandparents, the parents, the kids, maybe the great-grandparents, the dog, the cat, the goats, they're all there. It's one big happy family.
Awesome. We're going to continue talking about the Croats. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天文章的第二个句子提到 The country's capital, Zagreb, is a modern city filled with historic charm. 国家的首都叫做扎格瑞布，它是一座充满着历史魅力的现代城市。我们来看一下 charm 这个字，在这里当作名词，有魅力跟妩媚的意思。我们来造一个句子。The girl's warm personality is her greatest charm. 指的呢，就是那个女孩热情的个性，就是她最迷人之处了。而这个首都呢，非常的特别，有各式各样建筑风格的混合。后面的句子提到 ,A mixture of architectural styles can be found there, from Gothic to Renaissance to Neo-Baroque. 那么从哥德式的建筑到文艺复兴到这个新巴洛克式都可以找到这样子的混合。接着我们来看到第二段的第二个句子提到 Croats are fiercely patriotic, evidence of which can be seen in the title of their national anthem, Our Beautiful Homeland,and their loyal support of their national soccer team. 在这里的 Croats 指的就是克罗埃西亚人，他们是非常的爱国的。 Fiercely 呢，本来是有凶猛的意思，不过它还有另外一个意思是极度的，所以他们是极度的爱自己的国家。后面逗号打着 evidence of which， 那也就是说呢，这种爱国的证据呢，可以从他们国歌的歌名呢，可以看得出来。我们来看一下 evidence 这个名词解释成为证据的意思。所以呢，从国家的国歌的名字 Our Beautiful Homeland 就可以看得出来他们非常的爱国，那么更别提的就是他们对国家足球队的忠实的支持，在这里的 loyal 也就是有忠实的、忠诚的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about Croatia, and there's more to Croatia than the beautiful scenery. We are talking about Zagreb. It's got historical charm, lots of architecture there, and we've also got Roman architecture, the Pula Arena, and we've also got Diocletian's Palace. And then we also talked about the Croats themselves. Mm. They're very patriotic to their country, and they're very family-orientedwith all the generations living together under one roof. Now let's continue here with the next paragraph. It says, the high regard Croats have for their family and country extends to both friends and strangers. So yes, they love their family and they love their country, but of course that love extends to their friends as well and to strangers.
Nice.
So I guess if you're walking on the streets there, you might get waves from people. Hey, I don't know you.
Sounds like the Taiwanese to me. I think they're very nice to strangers.
In some ways, indeed. Yeah. And they're exceptionally friendly. Exceptionally here. It's kind of hard to pronounce. Exceptionally. Exceptionally. They're extremely friendly, and they often nod to strangers, which means they don't wave at you, but they nod their head. They just bend their head down as a way of saying hello.
Hello.
As they're passing you on the street, they will do this to strangers. Taiwanese people do that sometimes, not so often, but more often than other people do. But I guess they do it even more in Croatia.
It says when spending time with their friends, Croats can usually be found in one of the country's many cafes. See, they like cafes too. Mm. We have so many cafes in Taiwan. I can't believe it. So the coffee culture...you know, coffee culture just refers to people who like to go to cafes. They love coffee. They like to sit down, have a cup of coffee, and just, you know, chat or watch people pass in front of them. That's popular in France, this coffee culture. And it continues, it says, and most important conversations, if it's an important conversation that they need to have with a friend or family member, it might take place...over a cup of Joe or a tasty Croatian dessert. We often refer to coffee as Joe, a cup of Joe. You won't say, I want some Joe, ever. You have to say, a cup of Joe or a cup of Joe. You just put the two words together, cup of Joe. And they have some really delicious Croatian desserts. What are their desserts like, Tom?
Well, let's see. When it comes to dessert or desserts, Croats mean business, which means they're serious about it. Mm. They really produce some great desserts here. Their Breskvice cookies, shaped like peaches, are extremely difficult to make.
Oh.
So receiving some as a gift is a true mark of respect.
Cool.
Or even a true sign of friendship here. But I guess they're saying it's a mark of respect.Which means, I guess, in business negotiations or something, if you give your client some of these cookies, then that means they really respect you and they really want to do business with you. But I'm sure friends can give them as well.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah,
wow.
I don't even want to try to pronounce this again. if you go to Croatia, I'm sure they'll tell you exactly how to pronounce it.
Breskvice.
Yeah, at least their language is written in the Roman letters as opposed to the Cyrillic ones like they do in Russia.
Yeah, but I've seen different spellings for Croatian words, so I'm not sure they have a standard spelling even.
Okay, yeah. But in any case, these are cookies that are shaped like peaches, and they're very difficult to make. Okay, so it takes a lot of preparation to make these things, so I guess maybe don't try to make them yourselves. Buy some, or maybe you can receive some as a gift. Now, we've got this layered cake here. If something's layered, it just has different levels put on top, and they build up until the cake is done. And let me see if I can pronounce this medemurja. I hope I said that right. It's a layered cake, and it's savory. It's a savory pastry made of apples, walnuts, cottage cheese, and poppy seeds. And it's impossible to turn down. If somebody offers you a piece of this particular case called medemurja, well, you just can't say no. Even if you're on a diet, you're going to say, well, I'm on vacation now.
Don't go on a diet while you're on vacation.
Exactly. So go ahead and indulge yourself. Treat yourself to a piece of medemurja. And again, it's savory. Savory is kind of a flavor. I guess it's kind of between salty and sweet or something like that, or sour?
No, savory means it's not sweet and it's more like a main dish.
Okay.
So what they'll usually do is they'll say, do you like savory or sweet foods? So savory has more of a, you know, like a main dish taste, but sweet is definitely more dessert-like. So the savory part of this dish would be the cottage cheese and the poppy seeds. We don't usually put cottage cheese, which you can't find in Taiwan very easily. I used to get it at Wellman's out in Tiamu, but they're gone. So it's almost impossible to get cottage cheese, maybe at Costco. But it is made out of milk. It's a milk product, and it's not sweet. So that would be savory. Poppy seeds are savory. But apples and walnuts, those could be in a dessert. Those are more sweet. So if it's impossible to turn down, you can't refuse it. So the verb to refuse means you say no to an offer or an invitation or a suggestion. Or here, you can just use the verb phrase to turn down. Oh, yeah, this guy asked me out, but I turned him down. Oh, I turned down that guy. Like most verb phrases, you can put, you know, the person in the middle. Turn someone down or turn down someone. It's hard to turn this particular layered cake down because it's really good.
Yep, it's impossible to refuse. It's impossible to say no. It's impossible to turn down. You just got to have some.
Yeah. There's that famous line from, what's it called? The mafia movies. What are they called? The Godfather.
I made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Yeah, very famous saying, I made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Marlon Brando.
Which means he said, well, you can either do this or I'll kill you.
Something like that. But so that's something you definitely have to try if you go to Croatia.
Totally.
Finally, the country's famous peppery cookies are the perfect souvenir to pick up when heading home from your delightful stay in Croatia. These are probably available at the airport as you're leaving, but it's probably best to find some from a local bakery or something like that. They're probably fresher that way. They're peppery. Cookies that are peppery means they have a pepper kind of flavor to
them. That's weird, huh?
Cookies are usually sweet, so this would be kind of unusual, but I'm sure they're very tasty, and they are the perfect souvenir. So, yeah, lots of people here in Taiwan, when they travel, they come back with goodies in little packages that they give people. So it's a perfect souvenir. They probably sell them at the Zagreb airport. So pick some up, pack them in your carry-on, and that will be something to remember from your delightful stay in Croatia. And if something's delightful, it delights you. It makes you very, very happy.
Yeah.
It entertains you. It's charming. It's a delightful stay. You'll probably have a wonderful time in Croatia. I can't see any reason why your trip to Croatia would be terrible. It's probably going to be the trip of a lifetime.
Sounds great. Right now, someone who always sounds great to us is our Chinese teacher. We're going to listen now.
接着我们来看到第三段的第一个句子提到 The high regard Croats have for their family and country extends to both friends and strangers. 在这里的 regard 呢，有重视跟关心的意思。克罗埃西亚人对家庭跟国家的高度重视呢，也延伸到朋友跟陌生人的身上。我们来看一下 regard 这个字，常常可以解释成为关心。如果举例来说， No one showed the least regard for his feelings， 也就是代表没有人呢关心他的感受。而如果说我非常器重的话，你就可以说 have a very high regard for something。譬如说我非常器重你的能力，就可以说 I have a very high regard for your abilities。而对于克罗埃西亚人来讲，不管是对家人、国家，那么这样子的感情呢，也延伸到朋友跟陌生人。后面提到呢，咖啡馆是一个很重要的地方。在第三段的最后一句提到 Coffee culture is huge in Croatia and most important conversations take place over a cup of joe or a tasty Croatian dessert. 那么在这里的咖啡文化是非常的 huge， 也就是发展的蓬勃，而多数重要的谈话呢，就是在享用一杯咖啡或美味的克罗埃西亚甜点所进行的。最后一段的第一个句子提到 When it comes to dessert, Croats mean business。 在这里的 when it comes to 解释成为一提到、一谈到，只要一说到甜点，克罗埃西亚人就认真起来了。这里我们要注意的是 mean business 就是有当真或认真的意思。举个例子来说，从他手里的枪，我得知这个抢劫呢，绝对是认真，不是在开玩笑的。你就可以说 I could see by the gun in his hand that the robber meant business。特别注意这里的 mean business 就是指当真、认真的意思。后面介绍了几种克罗埃西亚人所呢喜欢的甜点。这个文章的最后一句谈到Finally, the country's famous peppery cookies are the perfect souvenir to pick up when heading home from your delightful stay in Croatia. 最后要提的就是这个国家著名的胡椒饼干。那么呢，它绝对呢是你从这个甜蜜的克罗埃西亚假期回家时必买的完美纪念品。在这里的 souvenir 就是解释成为纪念品。我们最后来看一下这个形容词 delightful 有令人愉快的意思，所以如果提到做某件事情会很高兴快乐，你就可以说 it is delightful to do something。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it, guys. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you get a chance to see more of the world. This place should be on everyone's list. It sounds like a great country, Croatia. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.